Four candidates were vying for three-year seats on the Saxman City Council. Sylvia Baney received 47 votes, followed closely by Carol Williams with 46. Gabriella Daniels has 42 votes, and Trudy Swink, 35. Saxman voters also considered a ballot proposition to refinance the community center's loan. 45 voted in favor of approving $68,000 in general obligation bonds to refinance the loan, while 25 voted against. There are 10 unopened ballots. The Saxman Canvassing Board meets on Thursday, and the results will be certified on Friday. In Kluwak, four candidates ran for city mayor. Lawrence Armour seems to have handily won with 133 votes. Don Nickerson Jr. was in second with 75, followed by Dewey Scan Jr. with 13, and Robert W. George with 5. Four candidates were vying for two seats on the Kluwak City Council. It appears Patricia Cottle with 128 votes and Helen Jackson with 122 will take those seats. Richard Smith Sr. received 60 and Carl Benston 52. Two seats were also open on the Kluwak School Board. Mary Edenshaw received the most votes, 161, followed by Ruby Smith with 126. Leslie Isaacs received 86. 22 question ballots, 25 absentee ballots, and 3 special needs ballots remain to be counted. Results will be certified Monday night. In the city of Craig, two candidates ran for 2 3-year terms on the city council. Jan Trojan received 97 votes and Greg Dahl 96. Two people ran for 2 3-year terms on the school board as well. They are Chrissy Torsi-Lucero with 97 votes and Scott Brookshire, who received 92. Only one person ran for a 2-year term on the Craig School Board. That's Jennifer Crichton, who received 105 votes. Heidelberg voters considered 2 ballot propositions. Proposition 1 asked if candidates for elected office of the City of Heidelberg should be exempt from the requirements of the State of Alaska Public Official Finance Disclosure Law. 58 voted against the proposal, with 31 in favor. Proposition 2 asked if the existing name of the city of Heidelberg, spelled H-Y-D-A-B-U-R-G, be changed to the city of Heidelberg, spelled H-A-I-D-A-B-U-R-G. That measure failed 70-26. 4 candidates ran for a 3-year term on Heidelberg City Council seat 5. Tony Bitonti received 51 votes. The next closest competitor was Bonnie Morris, who received 5. For Heidelberg City Council seat 6, Christopher Williams received 38 votes, Sam Mooney 32, and Bonnie Morris 28. With a requirement that winners receive at least 40% of the votes, there will be a runoff election for Council seat 6. There will also be a runoff election for School Board seat 4. The top vote-getters were Sandra Peel with 36 votes, Tony Bitonti with 27, and Jean Bland with 26. 4 other candidates received 1 vote each. For School Board seat 5, Bonnie Morris is the apparent winner. She received 44 votes, followed by Dorinda Sanderson with 39 and Tanya Bitonti with 13. Heidelberg will certify election results on Monday. In Thorne Bay, the City Council previously approved a fire fee schedule. Fees would be charged if the cause of a fire was due to negligence. Passage of Proposition 1 would revoke the resolution. Voting against would keep the fire fee schedule in place. 61 voted no, while 58 voted yes. Thorne Bay voters selected candidates to fill 2 City Council seats. Raymond Slayton is the apparent winner of seat A with 77 votes. L. Bruce Tower received 49. For seat B, Risa Carlson received 80 votes and Tom A. Cunningham 43. There are 5 questioned or challenged ballots. The Thorne Bay Canvassing Board meets on Friday. All election results are unofficial until certified.